Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda in South Pasadena, and I have my January co-host, Carrie Waller, in Arkansas on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. It's finally sunny here, so I'm excited. I've been doing still life photographs all morning.
Oh, good for you. Oh, I just want to say, first and foremost, Carrie, thank you so much for being on the show this month. Not only did you get a five Thursday month, but you also did so much work on all the shows. And I tell you, you better come back.
I will anytime. I love it. I just love coming here. And I'm finally to the point when, I don't know, a lot of listeners don't know, but the Blog Talk Radio does a countdown. It's like five, your show will start in 5, 4, 3, 2. And normally I have butterflies. Today I'm calm.
Not anymore. You're an old pro at it now. But it's been an amazing month. I just told Carrie, I woke up this morning and I felt like I had no purpose.
I thought you should just be like relieved, jumping for joy and taking a nap.
Well, the webinars class I did online is done, and the 30 and 30, I'm done. And I'm like, ah, I don't know if I like this.
You've got some workshops, right, coming up?
No, I do. I'm going to Atlanta in a week and a half to teach. And if you're interested, I do have I had a couple cancels the last minute, so email me if you're interested in that. And then, and I'm doing this Monday. It's so funny. It's called Monday Night Studio in the Carriage House, which has turned to Monday Night Afternoon, and it's soon going to become Monday Night All Day. Because the artists that are coming to the studio, they keep going, can we come earlier? Can we come earlier? Which, for me, it's time to paint, so I'm all for it. I don't have any problem with it at all. But I did want to say that my co-host next month is Maria Bennett Hawk, and she probably had my favorite theme for the 30 and 30 day challenge, where she painted a portrait of artists, and there was one of you, Carrie, and there was one of me, and it was just amazing. What an undertaking. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we had a funny story. She asked me out of the blue, and I wasn't thinking about it.
Listen, this is a great story.
She said, can you send me a picture of your mug? So as a still life painter, I went and thought about it, and I found my favorite mug, and I set it up with lighting the next morning, and I took a picture. And she sent an email back laughing. She goes, I meant your face. She said, I'm so used to calling them mug shots, you know, because I think Karen Jurek may have been the first one to start that, where she did the actual mug shots of criminals, but it evolved to everybody doing the daily mugs. And so anyway, we had a good laugh about that. I still laugh.
When she put that in her blog post, I was dying laughing. I thought that was hysterical.
The difference between how a portrait painter thinks and a still life painter thinks.
So I want you to mention your workshop coming up, because I wish there was a way I could fly out there and take it. I want to paint like you.
You know, I wish I've had all these people saying, can you come here? Can you come here?
I know.
Yes, have a society, please. I would love to go anywhere. But yes, I have one in March. It's 15th, 16th, and 17th. It is in Mount Vernon, Illinois. It's an hour and a half outside of St. Louis. And it's a three-day watercolor workshop. And we will be doing everything from setting up dynamic compositions, using light, you know, how I use the sunlight and how I photograph, all the way through the whole painting. And I'll be doing my glass techniques and just learning lots and lots of stuff. I always incorporate, you know, marketing information and other lecture information. So it's always great, and we do little critiques every day, very non-stress, you know, happy critiques, so everybody helps each other. And so it's a great time. And I always say the best thing you can ever do is take a workshop, because you not only learn from the instructor, but I have learned so many things from the students in the workshops, because we're all artists. And everybody's got great experiences. So it's always a fabulous time. And, you know, when is it not fun to get together with other artists?
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? Well, you know, I'm going to be close to you in March. I just added this week a workshop in Indianapolis that Renaissance Fine Art, Kathleen O'Neill Stevens, has been doing a wonderful job of pestering me. And I'm going to be back there for the NCAA Swimming Championship. So I'm going to do a two-day workshop, March 26th and 27th. So I know there's space, because it just opened or was created this week. So, and I get people all the time, can you come out to Chicago area or come out? And it's like, I'm coming.
Yep, in the Midwest.
That's right.
awesome.
I know. So it's going to be fun. Well, today's show is about the 30 paintings in 30 day challenge, and it's titled "So What Did We Learn?" And I don't think I ever would have thought of doing a show on this. What happened in the month of January for me and a lot of other artists, but the response has been so incredible. And I asked if artists wanted to share what their experiences were. And okay, Carrie, this is like 20 pages of notes.
I know.
So we're going to talk really fast. No. So I just wanted to say to start out with, I couldn't include everything, and I didn't, like, pick and choose. I kind of just started from the beginning and realized that people sent me information on my Facebook page, in Facebook messages, in emails, on my blog post, and who knows where else. So I probably missed some things, and I apologize, but a lot of the ones that came in the last couple of days, I wasn't able to include in the show. Otherwise, this show would be, like, 3 hours long. But to take a step back and talk about how this challenge started, I did it very selfishly for me because I wanted to paint more. And I also wanted to kind of revitalize my blog. Last year, I made a conscious decision to spend more time focusing on Facebook, which has been amazing. And because there's only so much time in the day, my blog had suffered. And I started getting a lot of emails from people saying, "Wow, I must have dropped off your blog list because I don't see anything." And I'm thinking, no, I just haven't been posting. So January seemed like a great month to try it. And I was fortunate enough to discover a way to put a widget on my blog so that people could post on my blog. And then I casually mentioned it, I think, on this show that I wanted to do it. And I got a lot of feedback. And I thought, wow, I'm going to open this up to everyone else. And I thought it would be better to do this with other artists by my side rather than on my own. And soon almost 300 artists had joined in and said that they wanted to do the 30 and 30 challenge. So it was amazing. It went really well. It was awesome.
It is amazing. I wish I had been in part of the club, but I knew it was going to be too much for me this month. But I thought it was fascinating that you had, I think, 250 or more, and they a lot of them stuck with you all the way till the end. So I thought that was amazing because people really committed. And I bet you gym memberships didn't do so well in January as the art 30 and 30 did. But, you know, I just wanted to explain a little bit of what the rules were. And the rules were, the only one was that you had to have fun and paint as much as you could and not worry if you missed a day. And you posted your paintings to Leslie's blog with a link to your own site. And artists were encouraged to come up with a theme to help them come up with 30 painting ideas, because that's definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. Leslie's theme was "My Favorite Things, But No Boats." I think you snuck one in there.
I did.
And some of the other great themes were "Streetscapes" by Dottie Turner Leatherwood and "Things from A to C," et cetera. And we're going to talk more later in the show about other people's themes as the comments come up.
Yeah. So the results were incredible. I had 40,000 hits to my blog this month, which my husband's like, "What? You had how many?" And it just goes to show you how powerful everyone's art was because, you know, granted, there were close to 300, maybe 250 artists posting on there, but a lot more people going to see the art, which is fantastic. And I love that. I absolutely love that. And I want to encourage all of you to go to my blog and look at all of the paintings that were posted in the month of January, because they will all be on there forever. And I would say, generally speaking, we had a lot of happy artists, and we're going to share all of their experiences, or as many as we can in a bit. So for me personally, I did paint 30 paintings in 30 days. Some days I did paint two because I knew I was going to be out of town, and it became fun and easier. And it's so easy now to look back on those early days and think, I was struggling. I wasn't in the painting mode. Compared to the end of the month where I just went in and painted and didn't even think about it and absolutely loved what I was doing. I found that I was always thinking about art and what to paint, and it became really easy to come up with things to paint where there were times when I really, really struggled. I got really organized. I think I decided to, when undertaking this challenge, that it meant I needed to get my act together. Which is key. And the biggest thing was getting over the hurdles to daily painting. And that's just the excuses that come up in your mind. Oh, I don't have the time. I'm not feeling creative. You know, I don't know what I'm going to paint. And I just found I was just going out to my studio and painting. And, you know, I didn't completely neglect my family, although I did go to the market last night. My husband was kind of happy. And I will tell you 100,000% my painting skills have improved. It's just like I was talking yesterday. It is just like a sport. When your children do sports and they go to practice every day, they get better. Go figure. And it's the exact same thing. When we get out there and we paint more, we can teach ourselves and certainly learn from others. So, and I have to say, by not painting boats for a month, although I did have one, I did have to paint a boat in a workshop I did, but I found some really great things to paint, and I found that I could paint reflections on things that weren't boats. Even spools of thread. Go figure. I sold a bunch of paintings, which was, you know, icing on the cake, and received 3 commissions and also sold a bunch of workshops and webinars classes. So there's a lot of things that happen, and it's kind of like, you know, the spiral thing that happens when you start posting a lot. People see more of your art, and that's probably what I heard most from all the artists is how they underestimated kind of this big steamroller thing that was going to happen. And it was such a positive thing. I actually met a lot of new artists and bought some paintings that I saw on my blog, one of which came yesterday, which was wonderful. And I just want to say, if you post every day on your blog, so many more people will see your art, and you get more comments, you sell some more, the number of hits on your blog will go up. You know, you post your paintings on Facebook, more people like your page, you get more friend requests. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. So I know that I'm in a completely different place than I was 30 days ago. And so I asked the artists who participated in the challenge to share with us their experiences. And I want to say that if you didn't do the challenge, don't feel left out, because there is so much to learn from this. And there's a lot of people who didn't do 30 paintings in 30 days. And my response to that is, who cares? My gosh, if you did 5 paintings in 30 days, you did 5. Who cares? So a lot of people asked if I was going to do the same challenge in February. And I said, no way. That was my initial response. Because I think it's time to take it to the next level, and that means painting often, hopefully painting every day, but not feeling like you had to finish a painting every day. Because it's not about getting in there and rushing. I did do that. There's no doubt I did do that sometimes this month. But where I am now to where I was 30 days ago, the next logical step for me is to continue stepping out of my comfort zone, pushing myself, slowing down a little bit, and really kind of going to the next level. And I don't necessarily think that means painting every day. I mean, there are people who will paint and post every day, which is incredible. But I am so excited to see what's going to happen. And I am going to, however, add on my blog every weekend the area where you can post a painting. And I'm doing that because I'm hoping that artists and even those who didn't participate in the challenge, anyone that wants to, can post 2 paintings every weekend that they painted that week. And it's just a way to kind of continue the sharing and continue all of the visibility that these artists got, because that was what was so wonderful, to hear from artists who saw their stats go up and got sales and everything else. So feel free every weekend to post 2 paintings on my blog. So let's find out what other artists experience, and you're going to start.
Yeah, before I start, I just want to say thank you, I'm sure, because when I was reading through this, a big thank you from everybody for doing this. And second, if you can't get a painting done every single day, just show up in your studio almost every single day, and you'll have the same results.
Yeah.
Because I can't finish a painting every day.
Oh, there's no way.
But I do try to get into the studio every day and paint, and it makes a huge difference. And all of these things we're going to talk about, that the people that, you know, all these artists, what they have told, what they're going to tell us with these comments, all, you'll reap all those same benefits just from getting to your studio every day, even if it's for half an hour, you will, you know, have the same. But we will start with Patrice Wall, and I was so excited when I read this one. It almost made me want to tear up, because what a great outcome she had from this experience. She said that every day she created time to paint, and that she doesn't normally do that. And like you said, there may be where where would I be without this challenge at this time? I probably would have maybe 3 paintings done. So instead, she's going to have 30. The camaraderie with the others that are enjoying the same experience takes the loneliness out of being an artist. By the way, everyone was so upbeat and friendly. I live very rural, and the internet is my connection to the art world. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. This is my connection every day to people. Her increase in traffic from her blog and her website, her sales revenues, and even she even had a few sales. So she increased, you know, visibility and traffic. A real schedule and focus to everyday process of marketing her art online. And that's fabulous. That's, you know, just bringing that to the forefront to market every day. Exposure to others' ideas and art and lives. It was like being in an art gallery each and every day and getting a sense of how it works out there in cyberspace for other artists, allowing some osmosis to happen, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Going to sleep each night with the next day's plan in mind and makes for waking up with a higher sense of purpose for the next day. And having others, non-artists, get on board with interest and encouragement. It's like a stone gathering moss. Each day the interest increased and the cheerleading was welcomed.
That's awesome.
It gave her more confidence. I know. It gave her more confidence as the easel. Her work has improved. She said she's narrowed down her self-talk. It's easier to paint. I know what to do. My problem solving happens quicker. And I'm not as reluctant to try a subject that seems daunting at first sight. With the rigor of daily painting each day, is given her a voice of finally and finally and forever saying, I am a painter of animals, and this is my passion, and this is my life. I wasn't saying that before so loudly. I am a painter of many things. I still will be. I will still try learning how to paint better people portraits, better landscapes, better still life. But I have a known success, and it's painting animals. I wasn't allowing that voice to come forth very strongly, but I will now profess and affirm the above statement with brevity and strength. When you live, eat, and breathe painting, your persona changes or morphs easier into I am an artist mode. She relocated her zen, and it's now in front of her easel. I love that.
And that's awesome.
That is some of what I have experienced through this wonderful opportunity. I think that the giving her an identity, I mean, everybody wants to know how do I find my style? How do I find my niche? Guess what? You just show up and do it every day, and it happens. So
yeah.
I thought that was great.
Deborah Bryant made a quick comment that says she loved the challenge for many reasons, not the least of which is discovering all of the new artists whose work she loves. And I have to say that was probably the hardest thing for many of the artists is having the time to be able to go on the blog and look at all the art that was on there.
Yeah.
Because we were all so busy trying to get our painting done. But but I have to say every day at night, I would always, when I was doing the blog post for the next day, I'd go back and look at the paintings that day. And there were some amazing, and I did contact some artists and unfortunately found some art that had already sold that I would have loved to have bought, but it was incredible. But Deborah did make a funny comment and said she made an error more than one time on the painting numbers since they didn't coincide with the calendar. And I knew way in advance that there's no way I could have started this challenge on the 1st of January since Stanford was in the Rose Bowl and I was hosting 30 swimmers here. So I was very smart by starting it on the 2nd. However, I had that same problem. I was like, wait, today's the 15th, so what day are we on? So in hindsight, it would be easier.
So the next comment came from Randy Blasquez. He said, Leslie, I love that I have made new friends this month and that I'm actually starting to recognize their work right away. It's been really fun getting to know the other artists and sharing this challenge. I, for one, am grateful that you started all this, and for myself, to my students, all kinds of friends are on board. I love seeing them reap the benefits of painting every day. Best of all, they start to get the understanding that it pays off in a big way, not only in their skill, but in how it makes them feel about after their accomplishment. They have all improved dramatically. For my topic, I chose to paint all things French. It has been a challenge and also a joyful experience because it brings back all of my French travel memories. I like sharing that on my blog, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Carol Steinberg said that she wasn't sure if I'd seen her comments, but her challenge has changed her life. I've been struggling with perfectionism and procrastination my whole life. Hello. Don't we all? And because of this challenge, she can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Right before the challenge, she had struggled for months over one painting, and she wasn't even happy with the way it turned out. She said there's a video I watched to prepare for this challenge where the instructor stated it was better to do 30 paintings for an hour than a 30-hour painting. And she said she lived this out. Also, as of tomorrow, she surpassed the number of paintings she did all last year. And it's not
wow.
even the end of January, which just was just so cool. She said she no longer tortures herself trying to decide whether to paint, what size to paint, what medium to paint, and all the other mental, quote-unquote, crap that used to interfere with beginning. Most importantly, she sees great improvement in her skill in just a short amount of time. Some great side effects she mentioned was she's no longer dependent on her boyfriend to shoot her paintings, and her blog, which had languished for 6 months, has gotten more attention this month, both from herself and others, than it had for all the years of the existence. That's amazing. Her web stats, which are still quite modest, have nonetheless increased tenfold. She'd never commented on anyone's blog before this, and now she does so pretty much daily. She could go on and on, I'm sure, leaving stuff out, but she said she thinks her health has improved, and she's no longer addicted to spending money as a way to fill the void. That's true.
That's great.
I did get an email about someone said that she'd lost weight doing the challenge because she was so stressed out. Which is funny, so.
I could go either way if you're a stress eater, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Teddy Jackson says that this has been a great experience, and he thanks you for encouraging all of us. I began my challenge with the theme of painting snow scenes, as I will be teaching a Let It Snow workshop on February 16th. After about 18 days, our snow was long gone, and I was about out of snow photo references. I have enough snow paintings to entertain my workshop students, and I had certainly given myself a refresher on painting snow scenes. Doing a bit of marketing, too, I'm conducting a drawing for the painting I did on day two, Morning Mood, by inviting people to sign up for my email newsletter. It was more fun to paint just whatever catches my eye on that given day. I painted our horses from my studio window, went to the zoo with the Missouri Valley Impressionist Society, and painted zoo animals. I experimented with a palette knife and used different color schemes and different painting surfaces. It was so fun to go to bed thinking about what I will paint tomorrow. Thanks again for the journey and the adventure.
Well, Lynn, okay, how do you think you pronounce Lynn's last name? C-Y-R. Sir?
Sir, yeah.
She says, Leslie, I think you've created a monster. Now that we're almost done with this 30-day challenge, I felt compelled to write you and express how grateful I am and how this has helped me grow as an artist just in the month's time. Crazy. I listen to every single AHA show, so I feel like I know you personally. Well, that's probably true. I'm mostly a self-taught artist, and although I've been following the daily painting movement for years, I've always struggled and found excuses not to paint more often, let alone every day. I'm very much a goal-driven person, so when your challenge was announced, I jumped at the opportunity to prove myself. Well, you've completely opened my eyes. I now look at my earlier paintings from the beginning of the month and compare them to my newer ones, and I'm amazed at the improvements I've made. From brush technique to composition to color mixing, I'm baffling how much a person can learn just by painting one small painting a day. I did have to skip a few days here and there, but managed to make up for lost time during the weekends. This exercise has helped me create a daily routine of painting and posting on my blog, and I've even sold one of them already, which is awesome. She signed up with dailypaintworks.com and will now make it a priority to post as often as she can. And she's apologized for the long-winded message, but she has to go get back in her studio. Love it!
All right, Faye Terry.
Okay, wait, before you say Faye Terry, I have to tell you, I got to figure out where Faye Terry lives because she was almost the first person to post her painting every single day.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
true.
Okay, my blog did not go live until midnight, and you couldn't post your painting until 12:01. And if you go back and look, she is like either number one, two, or three every single day. So wherever you are, Faye, I'm really impressed.
Well, she said she was so happy to hear about the plan in February to keep going and doing, you know, posting on the weekends. I am now really able to approach my work with a more relaxed and thoughtful mindset because I have spent more time in the planning stages and less time making daily decisions regarding subject matter. I knew from the start that I wanted to be very organized while being part of something this big. I will continue to plan each week's paintings ahead of time and get my drawings ready the night before. It is powerful. It is a powerful feeling to be prepared. And
Very true.
That the truth?
Yeah.
Your blog has such a large audience, so I wanted all the work I posted to be eye-catching and somewhat new for me. I have enjoyed pushing myself to try a variety of new things and have been pleased with all that I have learned in the process. A big bonus has been meeting so many new artists and being inspired by their beautiful paintings.
So true. So true. Pam Hollenbeck said, when I first read about the challenge, I realized that I couldn't participate. I would not be able to paint 30 paintings in 30 days, so I moved on. A few days later, I read your instructions and saw the words, have fun. Yeah, that was my big one rule. So I decided I could participate on my terms, meaning I would incorporate my year's goals, and that way I could succeed. Every year I have painting goals, they are often the same. Two goals are paint larger and work on grays. I couldn't paint 30 paintings in 30 days. I also had a large commission, but I could paint almost every day, which I usually do, and post my steps as part of the challenge, so I did. I've gotten many comments on my steps, one in particular saying she found it so interesting to see how artists think. So I'm going to continue posting some, probably not as many, steps along the thoughts about the steps as I continue on larger paintings. To help me with the study of grays, I've been painting color charts and talking about how and where I got these grays and colors. I might have posted those on the same post as the final painting, but because I was trying for the 30 posts, some of them became separate posts. Again, she received comments about her steps to getting to a final painting. And as we all know, life gets in the way. One morning I had a doctor appointment and subsequently had scheduled surgery. I didn't feel like painting that day and knew that any painting I did probably wouldn't be that great. I didn't want to paint or post a piece just to say I did that day's challenge. So I sat on the couch and read most of the day. Consequently, my 30 and 30 will be 30 and 31, but that's okay. You make life work for you. Like most of us, I met many new people, met many new artists, and had fun with the challenge. Thank you. And that whole life gets in the way. I know we talk about that a lot on this show, and it is so true. And I'm just amazed that Pam actually is extending it a day to get her 30 done, because that is not by any means something that you have to do. It is totally up to each individual artist. And like I said, if you got five or six done, that's awesome too. So
right. And R. Eltolite said, hi, Leslie. My theme was plain air seascapes. I have either painted my daily painting in plain air or from a plain air wave study. I have learned a lot.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Brianna Zabo said, thank you, Leslie, for hosting this challenge. My theme was to not have a theme. Which I love. Just paint what I want as the mood strikes me. What I was not prepared for was how dramatically this would change my work. I came to the challenge without expectations of creating great work, which freed me to experiment. I have played with a very limited palette in pastels. I have pushed around oodles of paint on the canvas with the idea of learning. It is too easy as a working artist and instructor to get sucked into business and paperwork. Boy, that's my story. Painting every day brought back joy to my work and the pleasure of connecting with other artists on the same journey. Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And Irina Cumberland said, oh, my God, I can't believe it's day 29. Please don't let it stop. About day 31 and 32, this challenge made me seriously addicted to daily painting, so nothing will change except motivation. I am going to paint at least an ACEO every single day aside from my other projects. This month changed my life dramatically. I like the changes and don't want it to ever end, ever.
Awesome. Teresa Grillo Laird said, my theme has been all the things I've put off for a while. I painted from photos, some that I'd taken 3 years ago, and have been sitting off till I had time. I'm usually a slow painter. Most of my larger works take a month or more to finish. So even though I painted daily or almost daily, there wasn't a lot of product to show for it. I wanted to see with this challenge if I could produce more, paint faster, and still keep the quality up. The answer is yes. Hooray. The most surprising discovery is that this intense work level is what it takes to be professional at this. Interesting. It takes painting 7 or more hours a day and producing daily the amount of paintings that are needed to improve and discover and move onward. Now the challenge really begins. How do I take care of the duties of family, keep up with the bills, the housework, the mail, the errands, and so forth that I've let slide this month, and continue to produce at this pace? I can't accept anything less at this point. Other discoveries she's made is working as fast as is needed to keep up leaves no time for overthinking and cautiousness, and often the result is better. The discoveries of what the paint can do come at a much faster pace. really interesting point. Some scenes, as beautiful as they are, don't have strong enough design elements for a good painting. Working 6x8 takes just as amount of time as a 12x16. So true. And then she said, I haven't completely kept up with the challenge. Tonight I'll be painting my 20th. I've sold 2, which wouldn't have happened if I didn't do the challenge. So, awesome.
That is really great.
Yeah.
All right. Helen Moreta said, I did not stick to one theme, but definitely doing lots of repetition. The very most important thing for me is letting go of the outcome. I think that is so great.
It is so true.
When you must paint daily, there is a lot less time for fretting. Some paintings are better than others, and that's okay. We are all moving forward, and it has been great.
Jetta Faith Dance, and I'm not sure if that's her name, but I know that that's what came on Facebook. Despite of what I wrote in a comment before we started, so far I've been able to keep it up, and I've been even able to post them all on my blog, which I did not think that I would manage to do, considering my reduced energy levels. I did have to take some days off or paint something simpler, but I was always able to catch up shortly after. This alone is huge for me. I even visited the blogs of several other participants from this challenge and started following some of their blogs.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Like we have a lot of friends for life now from
I know.
That's really awesome. Kelly Dombrowski said, even though I worry real life might get in the way of this challenge, I made up in my mind that this is what I was, that to do this, and that was that. I think that's half of the battle, just committing. I shoved everything else aside, notified my family, and got to it. To my great surprise, my family dealt with it. Of course, they would not have to deal with it at all if I had liked to paint in the morning. I'm just not a morning person. But she's like me. I'll
yeah.
Late night owl. So she did find out that after 2 p.m., you know, it was better for her to paint. That's one of the things that did do for me. It definitely my preferences. I like to paint later in the day. I really did not know that. So from now on, I will get everything else done early and paint later and stop fighting that. I think that's awesome because I'm
mm-hmm.
in the same boat.
Yeah.
I also was thinking on changing to oils, and I made up my mind since I have loads of paints to stay with acrylic and not feel like it's a lesser medium. I am comfortable with it, and if at some later date I can try all those oils I have out at my leisure. I found out I love textured boards. I found out flowers are really hard. I discovered how to get all the social media organized, so much so I added another blog to sell my abstract art. I still love to do that, and I have a system down.
That's great.
Really great. I definitely got more blog hits. I was not doing so well before, but that did not make me want to post. But who wants to read an old blog? So I will keep up with that, and I have a rhythm down now. She sold 5 paintings. Woo-hoo.
That's awesome. So great.
That's really great. I got the ladies in my little painting group on Facebook to join me, and unofficially, they all admit that it's become a habit and got them out of their dry spell, as it did me. I learned how to get subject matter together fast. I used to hem and haw and look for something really good and end up not painting. I think we all are guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
I loosened up, aha, finally, but I did not find out when I am tired, I get tighter and tighter, and then after that I do an abstract and I'm loose again. And that's really great.
Yeah, interesting.
I learned how to mix paint like a pro, wow, and I found some cool new colors I like to use to boot and new color combos I love. I won't stop painting like this. I've grown too much, and people are starting to show interest. Oh, and the piggy, my husband finally thinks I can do this. He had his doubts, and it was really hard to just go ahead and try. Actually, many people have had their doubts, and that is what's kept me from doing this for over 30 years. It's about time that I do this for me. I think as women, we're guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the funny part, I would be doing something and have a twinge of panic that I forgot to post or take pictures of something. It was funny. I actually forgot that what day we were on several times.
Yeah, well, that was my fault.
I became so much better at painting. I can't wait to see where I am a year from now. So I think that is really great. She said she's going to try experimenting with new things, brushes and colors and a bunch of things, and try to incorporate that. So that is really great.
That's wonderful. Okay, so Annie Solness, who I absolutely love, 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 she said she started this month with the big commission that I had to do, but after listening to Lisa Daria, I revamped my schedule. She usually gets up between 5 and 5:30 to look at her planner, do morning pages from the Artist's Way, read aloud, and do her electrical myostimulation. Many of you know Annie had a stroke a few years ago, so she has been working harder than anyone on this planet in her recovery, and has gone from not painting at all to trying to paint with her other hand to now painting even more beautiful paintings than she did before, which just blows me away. So she said, now I get up, get some coffee, and paint. I paint for about 1.5 hours, so that allows me to get something done every 3 days and work on commissions. At the end of my day, which is about 8:30, I can do my other stuff that I didn't get that to in the morning. At first I thought, no way, I won't get done in time. Then you said you didn't care if we got it all done. It has helped me, and I'm getting more confident. The things you talked about, brushstrokes, mental blocks, inspirations, and having a goal, being able to get it done in 3 days as opposed to 1 to 2 weeks. So, Annie, you're going to make me cry, but I just want to say you are so brave, and I'm so impressed that you participated in this challenge. So, love you dearly.
Such an inspiration to us all.
I know.
So, Pam Nichols said, in response to your call for comments on the 30 and 30 challenge experience, I have to say that I have been energized and have painted some of my best work in the past month. I have not painted every day, and I definitely will not reach the number 30 before Thursday. I do admire those who have done so, but I still feel very good about what is happening with my paintings, and I will continue to paint what I love and love the process. Thank you again for what you are doing for all of us. And I think that's the whole message out of all this, the journey is the important part.
And I love the fact that people who didn't do 30 and 30 are posting or are leaving comments, because that wasn't, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, you know, you had to do 30. It was the journey,
right?
And what happened along the way. And like I said, nobody's going to know you didn't do 30. I mean, is someone going to go on and count and see how many days you posted?
Most people fess up.
I know, but really, I don't think anyone's going to do that. So that's awesome. Ellie Boyd said, for the last couple of years, I've committed myself to painting, but found myself actually painting less and less due to job duties and competing interests. I really have no excuse. You don't need one, because we're all guilty of the same thing. Now that the children are on their own and the dog died, wow, this is my life. So why couldn't I spend more time by myself in the studio figuring it out? Good question. I just purchased an incredible new easel and was planning to commit to larger paintings, but there it sat. Then the tragedy happened at Sandy Hook, the next town over from my town. I couldn't do anything. The sadness of the loss of the teachers and the little children took a huge toll on me, on everyone I knew. I was really doing nothing but trudging through the day. Then you asked me to co-host the show, and the next thing I knew, it was all about digging deep into workshop experiences and notes and picking out the best tips for listeners. Along the way, you talked about the 30 paintings in 30 days challenge, and I wondered if I could really commit to that. With hesitancy, I signed on to do it, and it has been a very fulfilling experience. I'm working through a pile of photos collected over the years for subject matter, arranging still life setups. I'm crying, and I can't read the words because I have tears in my eyes. Arranging still life setups and working from the model with a renewed sense of purpose. The paintings that have come off the easel have not all been masterpieces, but they have made me think and made me want to spend more time painting, which was your hope for all of us all along. The icing on the cake was the sense of community I felt when posting and seeing all the wonderful work other committed painters completed and the kind critiques they offered too. I'll miss that. Sincere thanks for devising a devilish challenge for a dreary time of year. It was just what the doctor ordered.
That is really amazing.
Yeah.
Mary Spires, she said, it has been an awesome month. I've painted more in 26 days than I did in 6 months. Such a learning experience. Plus, the motivation by your post every day was the best. Thanks to you and all the artists for the inspiration.
Okay, Linda Nichols said, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this challenge and how it has helped me. With the exception of the first painting, my theme has been colorful marsh scenes, and they have been beautiful. I have to say, they're gorgeous. Go check them out. Most of the scenes I painted were based on the view from my home. Okay, now I hate you, Linda. You have that view from your home? Wow, it's something I've often thought about doing, so thank you for the inspiration. And so here's her top 10 list of what this challenge has done for her. Number one, I learned to be better organized. Each night before going to bed, my panel was primed, my paints were set out, and my reference photo was ready. Two, I established a set routine with strict hours after working out. Oh, now I hate her even more. And then breakfast. I came to my studio at the same time each day. Three, I learned to stay focused, keeping distractions to a minimum. Four, I learned to work faster and be more productive. Five, I learned a lot more about color mixing. I worked with a limited palette and enjoyed coming up with the desired color, including new colors, quickly. Six, I learned that I could do it if I just stuck with it. Seven, I learned the significance of saying yes. Eight, I have more confidence in my work. Nine, I've developed so many new art friends. And 10, I will have 30 paintings, which I'm proud of. Love that.
Can't ask for anything better out of a mom, Tom.
I know.
All right. Ann Rogers said in response to your post this morning, she thought she'd drop you an email. She's already posted to your blog three times, about half of all the paintings posted the entire 2012. And, of course, it surpassed by the end of the challenge. So she's done more now than she did in 2012. My hits on my blog are about 3 to 4 times the norm. She's already sold a painting from the challenge. I have had people come to meet me at church and dinner party and talk about the 30 and 30 paintings challenge. And thanks to Facebook option at the end of the post on your daily blog, I wasn't even sure they knew that I painted. I think
that's so funny how
so
powerful
great.
That is.
I know.
Yeah.
And people really got around this and were rooting people on.
Yeah.
It's really great. Blog and Facebook comments have increased dramatically. I've had an offer to do a painting demo at an art club. Have never done one, so the jury is still out on that one.
Do it.
Do it. My husband and I have eaten out more. I've cleaned the house less. That's another subject. As far as the theme for the challenges, I started out blindly having no idea what I would paint, but had several ideas for a few paintings at the beginning. Thanks to watching the Pioneer Woman on Food Network, I've always been impressed with the videography on that show, and she does great photography too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to paint? Well, now was the time to do just that, and before I knew it, I was on my way to the ranch / Western Beam for the entire series. Right now, I have a plan to put together a small photo book of all 30 paintings, including the collage you offered to give us some instruction on making. We'll send one to Ray Drummond of Pioneer Woman Show with a thanks for the inspiration. Hopefully, she won't mind that I used her ranch for the ideas.
You know, I am going to mention there is a post tonight, and I've already created my collage of my 30 paintings. Talk about seeing how you grow through 30 days. But I'm going to explain to everyone how to create that. And hopefully starting tonight at midnight, people will create those and post them on my blog as well. So that's going to be fun. Miriam Post said, my theme was to try something totally new. New medium, new subjects, new approach. So I laid to rest my trusty dusty pastels, picked up a palette knife. Ha! I love that. And some oils, go figure, and hold up in my studio. I usually paint landscape plein air. So after 22 days, I am even more excited than ever to go to my studio and paint. There have been days that I stressed out because the results were less than satisfying, but I have a couple of pieces that I love. Of course, I had a built-in excuse to fail. I was trying new stuff. There was the learning curve, working with the palette knife, etc. But now I feel like I don't need an excuse. I'm just enjoying the journey. Maybe an added bonus from slinging the palette knife around for a month will help me frost my next cake. That is how I teach palette knife painting. It is exactly like frosting a cake, and I'm not kidding. So, Marianne, thank you.
Have you ever
painted
a cake?
I know. I should actually bake cakes and we can practice. It's kind of fun.
All right. This is from Sandy Fandy.
Okay, wait. Hold on 1 second. I asked one of our participants to call in.
Oh.
I think she's out of class, so let me see. Dottie?
Yes?
You're here?
I am.
I just...
Yay! Woo! I felt like going out in the street and screaming this morning. I'm so excited.
Because it's done, right?
Yes. It's been great, but I will have to say there was a sense of relief.
Aha, the truth comes out.
I can breathe.
Well, I wanted Dottie to come on the show because she did this really cool theme called Streetscapes. And Dottie, I want you to tell everyone about it. Because the funniest part about it is the time when you and I were on the phone. and you were talking about being in New York, and your son's like, what? You're going to New York? Are we all going to New York?
We are.
So I want you to tell about your theme, because I think there's so many creative themes that were used.
Well, yeah, I decided early on that if I was going to do one a day and be able to post and paint and all of that, that I needed to kind of take the worry about what to paint out of it. So that's where the streetscapes theme came in. I just thought that would be kind of cool. And I had also seen on a blog somewhere that an artist group uses Google Maps to paint from. They would just assign a place, and you plop the little yellow man on Google Maps down and then paint what you see.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool, too. So
yeah.
I decided to go on a trip. And the funny thing was is that I really didn't know prior to starting this where I was going. And it just kind of evolved. Every evening I would sit down with Google Maps and think, okay, now where am I going today? But it was great. I didn't have to think about it. And you're right, several people did really think that I was on a trip out in the street painting somewhere, which was kind of funny. I was like, nope, I'm sitting here in my little studio in Charlotte, knocking them out.
So
they are gorgeous, Dottie. I didn't miss a single one, and I just love that you did them. I loved you did them on paper, and I just thought that was great. Do you like that? Are you going to continue doing paper, or can you talk about that at all?
I did like the paper because, I've painted on paper before, but, you know, just watercolor paper, and you gesso it, and, you know, you got to do 3 coats of gesso so the oil doesn't leak through, and someone had mentioned to me the new paper, the oil paper by Arches, and I decided to try it, and I really like it.
Uh-huh.
I like the edge. I think it just frames it. Although I will tell you that I've gone through a whole roll of blue painting tape, taping those papers to the board this month. But yeah, I do like the paper, and there's not as much tension or worry that you have, I guess, with a canvas that you're gonna, you know, mess it up, you know, it's paper, and just wad it up and throw it away if it doesn't work out, which I have sent some, you know, flying across the studio.
Yeah.
It didn't work. You can make an airplane and just toss it out the window.
So, Dottie, I know I read on your blog that it's been a somewhat limiting month because I know you like to paint big, but what did you learn from this 30-day excursion?
I learned that I do like to paint big, that you're right. But I also, I liked having a theme, which I didn't think that I would. And I feel like I've only kind of touched the tip of the iceberg it really made me want to paint more. And I do kind of think now that I like the idea of doing studies before I do a bigger painting.
Interesting.
Which I don't usually do. Usually I just launch right into it without even thought. But it's been useful for that because as I've been painting the small ones, I've been thinking about, you know, well, this would work for a larger one, but I'd like to change this or that or the other. So that was kind of cool. I think I learned a lot about loosening up, which is what I was really trying to focus on. I wanted to try a little bit of a more abstract approach, which was good to practice because it's hard to relearn new things, I think.
Can I add my 2 cents in too? I have learned from doing both large and small. Larger is easier to paint for me, and sometimes it's easier for me to do a small one after a large one because I've already worked out all the stuff on the large
one
and go back and do a small one. So I thought I'd throw my 2 cents in about that. So.
Well, I think it takes me just as long, seems like, to paint a small one as to paint a large one. And different things work in each one. I mean, I think, to me, in a small painting, it's hard to get away with a whole lot.
True.
I mean, you have to be spot on
you know, in a large painting, sometimes if there's an area that's not working so well, you don't really notice it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But in a small painting, it's glaring. It's right there. But
wow.
I also think that I really like the theme because it kept a lot of people coming back to see what I was doing.
So smart.
Where's
she going to go next?
Yeah,
where
exactly.
In the world?
I had so many comments. Exactly. I had so many comments. You know, people were sending me emails. Where are you going tomorrow? When I would see my friends around town, they would say, where are we going tomorrow? It would take me a minute to figure out what they were talking about. But I think it was a great crowd driver to my blog and to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were paying attention, which
yep.
was really cool.
Yep, that's awesome. Well, way to go. Very impressive, my dear.
I just can't believe it. There were days when I didn't think January would ever be over. But now that I look back, it was great. Once you're on the other side, it's like childbirth, you know? Wow, that wasn't bad.
No, it was an incredible month.
But thank you so much for, I guess, giving us all the opportunity to do this. And the fact that, you know, you say it out loud means you have to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah,
was
do you think I had
thing.
Any pressure that I had to finish a painting?
Because I knew people were expecting it. And I thought, you know, my husband looked at me a couple of times and went, why don't you just don't do it? And I went, oh, no, I can't. I can't
oh.
not do it.
We got home from somewhere at 10 o'clock at night, and I went out to my studio to paint. My husband said, you are crazy. I said, honey, there's no way I'm not finishing a painting. Trust me. But I was a day ahead, so I was always finishing the painting for tomorrow the day before. So there were some times where I didn't get the one finished, so I just posted the little 30 paintings in 30 days logo and said, I'll be changing it. So.
Well, that was hard, I think. I have so much respect for the people that do this all the time because to produce a finished painting that you are excited to post,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, Lisa Daria, hello.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure. But I will have to say, I have two friends that are in my painting class, and Fonda and Karen, they said please tell you, they had never tried anything like this before, and they were so excited and said that it just changed their life.
Oh,
so
they did it, not me. That's fantastic. That's so great.
You know, so it's been a great thing all around, and I think the camaraderie of artists has been
mm-hmm.
really fun, too.
Yeah, it has. So, well, thank you. We appreciate you coming on the show. And, Dottie, I'm going to see you in a couple weeks.
Yes, you are.
I know. Yes. I'll be coming to show.
I've got three big old paintings going right now. I went the other extreme today.
I'm going to do three in one day. Okay.
Exactly. But they're huge. So that is so much. I'm just going the opposite of what I've been doing.
You are too funny. Well, thank you, Dottie.
Bye, Carrie. Bye, Leslie.
Bye.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Okay, so I'll let you continue, Carrie. Sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, that was great. And I love Dottie's paintings. I look forward to those every day. All right, so I was reading from Sandy Sandy. It says, I am still enjoying this challenge very much, like you. I know I will continue painting every day or almost every day. I'd like to share my theme. It was painting inspired by quotes about trees. At first, I was going to do other subjects inspired by quotes, too, but I was having so much fun with this that there are so many great quotes, I decided to stay with trees.
What a great idea.
I know, that is great. It has been suggested that I put together a book with paintings and the accompanying quotes. I will look into this online book or a coffee table book. That is a great idea.
That's wonderful. That's so cool. Okay, Deanna Lack starts out with lots of very nice comments about the AHA show. She really likes it. And she said she'd been telling herself to paint for almost 2 years since her painting teacher, Karen Walton, couldn't do lessons anymore. But she never quite got herself in gear. So the idea of painting every day instead of when she could squeeze it in, and she never squeezed it in, intrigued her. So she made a blog and still didn't do much with it. And because I guess she makes chainmail and wire wrap jewelry for a living. And the months leading up to Christmas are a little zany, which completely makes sense. Mm-hmm. So in December, she decided she wanted art in her life, and she's going to have to make it a priority, which for her means doing it as soon as she gets up in the morning before the day grabs her and carries her away. So she started painting daily around December 5th. And she said, by the way, I learned to paint in oil in layers, which means a lot of drying time, and also meant that after 3 weeks when this challenge started, she'd painted every day but finished hardly anything. So without her teacher to guide her, she was timid, which was a horrible thing for an artist to be. But when she heard about the challenge, she took the plunge and committed, posted the idea on Facebook, and even cooler, one of her friends joined in with her, which has been so much fun. So the plan for this month was basically finish something every day, even if it was a doodle Zentangle, and play. She put a list on her website with 50 things she wanted to try this month, including various media, subject, tools she wanted to try, different approaches to things she was already doing, even things like painting on a Christmas ornament and painting with transparent glass paint. And each day on that page, she posted a painting, and then the number on the list, or sometimes multiple numbers, that corresponded, which is so cool. She said it's been great. Those two things, finishing something and play, mean that she can free herself up from the, timidity. When you paint every day, you don't have to worry about things turning out ugly. You can chalk it up to interesting experiment, which is great. Mm-hmm. So she learned a ton about what she likes, what media she really enjoys. And you'll be pleased to know, Carrie, she's gotten hooked on watercolor this month. What areas of art need improvement, and what direction I want to go when the challenge is over. And I think that's a really powerful statement. When you think about it, really did kind of, this month, at least for me, it guided me to some directions of things I like to do and I didn't like to do. And sometimes when you're not painting frequently enough, you don't discover that. And so she said she plans on strengthening her drawing skills next month. So she's going to sketch every day with a view to painting, and either turn into a watercolor painting or working on painting in oils from a sketch rather than a photograph. So long story, she's very happy, and she is learned a lot. So very exciting.
That is exciting. All right, we have Marion Corbin Mayer. She said, I did not plan a theme but ended up focusing on dog faces mostly. I have also done landscapes and still lifes. It has been fun to paint oils in the studio and use pastels and watercolors at home. I asked Facebook friends to send pictures of cute pets, and they seemed interested in buying the paintings, so things just snowballed from there. That's always a good snowball. Thanks for the inspiration. Habitually, I am depressed each January. This month, I am inspired to paint each day to do the challenge and discipline of hosting. I also have followed the habit of updating my blog with my paintings, and I now have a follower from Italy. Oh, that's really cool.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Sally Dean said she was ready to commit immediately. She completed a personal 365 flower a day painting challenge 2 years ago. Holy smokes! Wow. Which really got me going, but at that time she was doing small oils every day, and it truly was a challenge, juggling work and one child still at home. So this time around, she decided to paint smaller pieces in watercolor that she could do at the kitchen counter in the morning with my coffee. That sounds like Lisa Daria. Something I used to do when my children were small and still sleeping in their beds. It's clean and small, and I guess her pieces were like the 3x5. She chose the theme gratitude. And can't wait to get up in the morning to work on her painting. And she's a day ahead at this point, which is amazing. And she said she also has time that she can actually work on bigger pieces in the studio. As an artist, I tend to be obsessive, so I'm finding that obsessing about things I'm grateful for is having a huge positive effect on my life and state of mind. Mm. She lives in a frozen tundra at the moment and couldn't be happier. I plan to continue to paint a gratitude every day until I reach 365. Wow. I keep a list on my phone so I can jot down ideas when I get them. That is a great idea. And the list is getting huge. Okay, why I didn't have you do this next one, I don't know, Carrie. Obviously, I goofed. Meredith Alder said, I have not been painting a theme, but so much good has happened to me in this brief period during this challenge. She wanted to share it. Most of this happened in a 2-week period. She honestly attributes all of the below in part to joining the challenge, totally feeling like she said yes, and all this flowered back. So she said she's just launched her art career. And number one, she had a great brainstorm about framing. She figured that any frame can be a floater frame, which is so true. And she's really excited about that. She said several days after she's committed to the challenge, she got her first show, which is Friday night. I
wow.
sort of stumbled into the show by seeing an ad that making me think that the Asheville Humane Society was looking for donations. So when she called them, she got into the show, and she's very, very excited. She applied to and was accepted to her first gallery. She's envisioned her art there, and she's been preparing her application. And she said, you know, I still have to envision my art there because when you're accepted, there is a waiting list for space. But she's very, very happy. She took a notion one day and created a website. Amazing. And she said she's been painting every day, but decided with her schedule and the way to paint to not pressure herself to complete a painting every day. This decision, ironically, freed me up to paint every day since I am now willing to paint when I don't have a huge block of time available. And this is gold to her, and she's really thankful for that experience. She's met new friends through blogging, and she sold 4 paintings, which is awesome. So, you know, it's just amazing. This whole thing has spiraled. And so much more has happened than I think any of us expected. So, wonderful.
Right. And Anne Winthrop Corden said, "What an experience this has been, painting every day. Seldom was I able to get a painting ahead, but what kept me sane and on point was having a plan. I started with a few apple paintings, and an idea came to me. Why not do around the color wheel?" Oh, that's cool.
Going around the color wheel. So cool.
That is. Orange would be next, and so on. In my notebook, I did a rough layout of 30 small boxes and planned things out color-wise. I thought, and have been right, that the subject of these paintings would just come to me. I haven't had to search for what to paint. I imposed a couple other challenges, too. I would only paint from direct observation, no photo references. I knew that this would sharpen my visual skills. I also challenged myself to paint plein air 4 times during the challenge, from the car, set up everything I needed. Why let New England winter cramp my style? This has been a new spring experience. I don't have to wait till spring to paint outside. Thanks for inviting us along on this wild ride. Your plan of favorite things is revealing a very fun idea. Everyone is amazing, and be well and happy painting to everybody.
That's such a great idea, going around the color wheel.
Love
that.
I like painting the car, too.
Yeah.
A little more feasible.
Except I would have so much paint in my car, it wouldn't even be funny.
Well, watercolors are a little easy.
That's true. Good point. Deborah Bryant said, "Your challenge for me has always been about getting back to blogging because I paint nearly every day anyway. It has shown me that no matter how the day goes, I can still make the time to post what I've been painting, even when I thought there just wasn't the time." So she's got it working down to a science. It's so funny. Blogging is one of those things that, boy, when you do it, everything just grows exponentially, and I think we underestimate that.
Mm-hmm. So Maria Balius says, "Thank you for this challenge. It has helped me see that I can paint more. Choosing a theme A to Z, painting a letter of the alphabet each day, helped me in deciding what to paint and made it fun. Looking forward to February, I think I will continue on with the theme, shoot for 3 paintings a week and 5 sketchbook drawings per week. I realize that my paintings will be much stronger if I improve my drawing abilities." That's,
you know,
great.
Her theme, just like the color wheel theme, is like you have a little bit of a guidance. So I was thinking about this, and I'm driving my car going, A, okay, I would have painted an apple. B, I probably would have painted a boat.
Yep.
And it's just kind of a cool idea. And if you're one of those artists who has no idea what to paint and it's intimidating, pick something like that. Because it's a little bit of a guideline, but enough leeway that you can still paint what inspires you.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And even if you broke it down and, you know, you could extend that. You could do red for 15 days or 30 days. You know, you could really make it a much bigger challenge if you're really looking for inspiration or cycle back through again.
I couldn't agree more. Well, the last comment we wanted to do is kind of a long one. So Crystal Cook, you'll know that we're talking about you. She did a blog post and shared it with me in advance about the 10 things she's learned from painting 30 paintings in 30 days. And it's amazing. So we are going to go through this And reading this explains a lot because she's got a gift for writing. There's no doubt about that. So she says, well, it's nearly over. 30 paintings in 30 days. When I started out on this challenge, I knew it would be, well, a challenge. For 2 years in a row, I did NaNoWriMo. It's the National Novel Writing Month. Listen to this. Where you write an entire 50,000-word novel in 30 days. Can I just repeat that? A 50,000-word novel in 30 days? That's crazy.
Insanity.
So I knew that any kind of creative commitment that involves producing work every single day is tough. Well, yeah. In fact, since the last NaNo I did in 2011, I haven't written consistently since. Why? Because I got severely burned out. Well, we understand that. It is wicked hard to maintain serious creative energy without a break for that length of time and maintain your passion for creating at the same time. But I feel more passionate about painting than I ever have about writing. Painting is woven into every single piece of who I am, while writing is just for fun, a hobby, not a life-sustaining endeavor, which is what painting is to me. Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe if I go too long without painting. With my passion for painting so strong, I hoped I wouldn't feel burned out by doing this 30 by 30 challenge. Boy, was I wrong. I did feel burnout at times, but I didn't let it stop me from painting. I didn't let it kill that passion that I have for creating art because I need to paint, so I've always found a way to work around whatever roadblock is in my way so that I can.
So then she did 10, here are 10 things about 30 and 30 paintings that it has taught her. One, don't ever run out of chocolate. Seriously, keep a secret stash somewhere or something. Trust me, you'll need it at those moments when the last three paintings you've attempted have resulted in nothing but a pile of suckage and reminiscent of the world's largest dung heap.
Oh, yeah. Number two, don't expect every single painting to be a masterpiece. This was a hard one for me and something that a few of my good online painting buddies had to knock into my head a few times. And she says, you know who you are. I think one of those happens to be on the line with me right now. It's highly unrealistic and stressful to think that every single thing you produce needs to be a huge success. And to stand before a blank piece of paper or panel with that thought at the front of your mind is just setting yourself up for disaster. Boy, is that true.
Yes. Number three, don't think you have to paint like anyone other than yourself. Let me say that again. Don't think you have to paint like anyone other than yourself.
Thank you.
In order to produce a finished painting every day, I sometimes thought I needed to paint like someone else so I could paint faster, not like my detail-oriented, accuracy-driven self. And so some of my work I produced this month didn't satisfy me completely. It took me a while to realize that this is what was bothering me when I started to feel burned out. But when I finally did, I embraced the fact that I should only ever paint like myself, details and all. Because painting any other way forcing myself to be loose when it doesn't come naturally to me at all is being dishonest. And I believe that in order to paint with feeling and emotion, you have to be completely honest with yourself first.
Wow. She said everyone needs a dragon day. In the middle of my burned-out period this month, I started sculpting little dragons out of clay just for fun. I did this on Sundays, which is my permanent day off from painting. And she said, 30 by 30 challenge or not, I still wasn't planning to paint on Sunday. When I was talking to my sister about how I feel so uninspired about painting but excited about making cute little dragons, she started calling Sundays my dragon day. And I like the idea so much that I now call Sundays my dragon day. Whether I'm sculpting a little dragon or putting together a photo album or baking a yummy new treat. A dragon day is where you refill your creative well. It's a day to do anything creative that you want just for fun with no expectations that anything will come of it other than the joy you get from the act of creating. I love that.
I know. Don't we all need those breaks?
Oh, man. Dragon days.
Yep, we need that break. Number five, don't try to paint a portrait or any other difficult, complex subject every single day for 30 days. And she paints portraits all the time.
I know.
Just don't. Trust me on this. Portraits are my favorite things to paint, but they are also very draining for me. I feel like I put more of myself into one of my portraits than any other subject. So to paint them for 30 days straight would leave me nothing but a blubbering idiot by the end of the month.
All right, time out. Someone just snuck into my office. Oh, jeez. And is eating everything within reach.
Oh, no.
How did you get through that barrier?
Ah! Okay, number six. Don't doubt yourself. Love thyself, fellow artists. Repeat after me. You is kind, you is smart, you is impotent. Okay, if you didn't see the help, that's where that came from. And you is a good artist. Don't ever forget it.
That's great. Number 7, streamline your housework and meal planning or whatever other work you do. Now is not the time to volunteer to bake your son's class personalized cupcake with each child's named iced in calligraphy. Now is not the time to deep clean your basement and closets. Now is the time to do the basic housework and cook reliable family favorite meals.
I love that. Okay. I'm building a barricade as we speak. Keep yourself surrounded with things that inspire you. Oh, sorry. Oh, be quiet. Visit other artists' blogs and website. Sports, come on. Visit other artists' blogs and website that leave you breathless with their beautiful work. Read books or magazine articles or listen to podcasts like this one that talk about... Sport, come on. Quit barking. This is such a professional radio show.
He just wants to be on.
Get an inspiring quote, favorite photos that you want to paint, or pictures of paintings you love about your workspace to motivate you. Keep a journal of the things you see in your daily life that make you pause and see how beautiful your life really is. In other words, enjoy the journey that is your life.
Yes. Number 9, forgive yourself. So you didn't do 30 paintings in 30 days. You only did 17. So what? You tried, you painted your heart out, and you accomplished great things anyway. If you need further reassurance, go back and read number 6 on my list.
Which is, don't doubt yourself. Love thy fellow artists. Repeat after me. You is kind, you is smart, you is important, and you is a good artist. Number 10, recognize that this challenge is more about the journey than the destination. Trite perhaps, but so true. Not a race. There is no need to compare yourself to anyone else. This challenge is about you and your art and what it means to you and no one else. It's not about the end result, about the process of the painting and the joy it brings you. Wow, that really, really sums it all up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crystal. I just want to remind everybody to please go to my blog and check out all of the paintings that have been posted on there for the last 30 days. They are amazing. And, Carrie, I want to thank you so much for being my co-host. It's been wonderful.
I love it anytime. And I'm going to join your challenge in February and post on the weekend. So
please. Absolutely. No, I want you to. But, I mean, your paintings are just, oh, my gosh, so detailed and so incredible that it would have probably driven you to Harry Carey if you would have tried to complete a painting every day.
I know. I should have done what one of the other ladies said. She just posted her process, and I thought about it, and I probably should have done that. But I will definitely participate in February, whether I'm in progress or have a full painting. I'm going to join in, everybody. It's a neat club. I want to be part of it.
Well, thank you again, and I just want to thank each and every artist that was so awesome this month, and thanks to everybody, and here's to having a great year. 2013 is going to be a good one, so thanks to everybody.
Everybody's earned a spa day now.
That's a good point. That or a vodka tonic, I'm not sure which one, though. Well, take care, Carrie. I have someone in my office that I need to rescue. That's me.
Bye. Bye, sport.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Sports, come here.